There's a famous Chazal. Chazal said, what's the inyan of Shmini Atzeres? An eighth day, we don't find it in other Yom Tovim, an additional day, and it's taka an additional day, it's one more day added on, it has different halakhas, different dinim. It's a Yom Tov b'fnei atzmei, the Gemara says. So Chazal says, Rashi says, taka, that after the 7 days of Sukkot, of a very close, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael is in the Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tes that the Shem Shamayim is Chal on the Sukkah. There's a Ashros HaShchina. There's Fasemi says in many places that it's a Bechin of Gan Eden. But either way, if for 7 days of such intimate closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koshal Aipridaschem, it's hard to leave. Stay one more day. And there's a famous question which everybody asks, that and what's going to be one more day? So after the next day, we kosher l'pridaschem again. Again, it will be difficult to leave. But what are we gaining? What is a game? Another day, and we have another suda. We dance. What's the pshat here? In addition to that, on Shmini Atzeres was glued on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is not something that's brought down in Chazal, it's from the Mekubalim. There's Mekairis, that since there's such a high level of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to stay another day, so the way we express that Simcha is through Torah, because that's the closest a person can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's obviously, if the purpose of the Shmini Atzeres is to answer this question of Kosher L'Pridaschem, it's hard to leave, so then there's obviously something in the Simchas Torah which is some sort of answer to that question. It's part of the Mahus of the Yantav Shmini Atzeres, which is a response to the difficulty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave us. What's the pshat in that? It's very interesting that the din of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres is learned out of Vayisa Ach Sameach. The rabbis, what? Lel Shmini Atzeres. That Shmini Atzeres is also Simcha. So it's something very strange, right? Because normally Ach is coming to Miut. So the Goyin already stalls on this. The Goyin already asks that normally an ach is coming to make a miyot, and over here the ach is coming to be marbe. Ach sameach. So the pshat is, I think the Goyin himself speaks out, that the miyot is that on Shmini Atzeres the only mitzvah that there is simcha. There aren't any other mitzvahs. So it's ach sameach. The only mitzvah that we have on Shmini Atzeres is simcha. There's no lulav, there's no sukkah. The korbanos go back to being regular korbanos. So ach sameach is only be sameach. And that's the ribuy. The ribuy is that it's coming to be marba, but it's still strange that the ribuy that you have to have simcha Shmini Atzeres is expressed in the Torah in a lashon of nothing else. It's some sort of like negative lashon. The Pachin Yitzchak, he doesn't ask the question. The question is, he says a whole different shot over there, or similar to what I'm going to say. He says different but similar. But the point is that the Zach is Oimer Darsheni. Something you have to understand, which obviously is some sort of understanding of what the Mahus of the Yantav is about. On one hand, we're learning that there's a special din of Simcha Shmini Atzeres. It's a Lerabois, and it's learned out of a Miut, but nothing else. It's a strange way, like it's a negative way to teach us a positive thing. And there's no question about it, that obviously, like everything else, there has to be some meaning to it, which touches at the heart. So the answer to all these questions, it's very possible and probable as follows. As you say through the Maral, Maral says this in many places. Maral says in many places, the Maral speaks about, in many, many places, the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah. Pasuk says, I want to just take 5 minutes to give you a few places where he speaks about it, and then we'll get to the main point. Pasuk says, Mishlei ki ner mitzvah, the Torah or. There's a ner and there's light. A ner, in the understanding of the Pasuk, is called the receptacle, the kli, which holds the light. Then there's the light itself. A mitzvah is called ner. A mitzvah is the kli. Torah is light, which means as follows. Explains the Maral in many places. I'll give you one of the most fascinating places where he explains it. The mitzvahs operate on the guf, on the body. We say in every bracha, "Asher kitshonu b'mitzvayso." We're coming to sanctify what? The body. So the mitzvahs are done with a kli. A kli is a physical entity. Torah is or. Torah is light. Torah is purely spiritual. Torah is purely seichel. Torah is purely chachma. Torah is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ner mitzvah. So mitzvahs are called ner because they have physical applications and characterizations to them. A person does a mitzvah with his guf, but not only he does it with his guf. The mitzvahs operate on the guf. I'll give you the most phenomenal place where the Maral says this. It's actually a life-changing yisoid. Especially as B'nai Torah, sometimes we grapple with the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah. What's more important? What's less important? Maral and Pirkei Avos says a phenomenal thing. Over there says, the Mishnah over there says, Kol she chochmasoi meruba, Kol she yirosei, Kol she chochmasoi meruba mei, I have a sitter if you can't jump with. There's a thing called chachma, there's a thing called maisim. If a guy has more chachma than maisim, he has more wisdom, more Torah than mitzvahs, he's like a tree that has a lot of branches and very few roots. So when there's a wind, it comes and blows it away. Ruach bovar krasim. Kol she maisim merubah mechachmasim, somebody has more mitzvahs than Torah, he's like a branch, a tree that has very few branches, has very deep roots. Isn't this Lashon HaChazal? Kol ruchai sheba oilam boaz v'noishviz boi can come the most powerful tornado or hurricane. Ein mezizah noisav yukoyimah. They can't budge it. Again, you have mitzvahs and you have Torah. If you have more Torah than mitzvahs, you're like a tree that has a lot of branches, very few roots, comes the wind, it blows it away. If you have more mitzvahs than Torah, then you're like a tree that has few branches and a lot of roots. Any wind, yeah, a guarantee from Chazal, any wind that's going to blow, it won't blow it away. What's the pshat that? And what's the metaphor from the trees with the roots? Explains the Maral, Amori de Kazach. Maral says, mitzvahs are called roots. Why are they called roots? Because the roots deal with the ground. They deal with the mud, with the earthworms. They deal with the what's called in Yiddish, it's an expression, most of you don't know, it's called blata. Blata means they deal with the mud. The roots have to get into the ground, but the roots anchor down the tree, right? Mitzvahs deal with the guf. Branches are up in the air. That's Torah. Says the Mishnah in Avos, an answer to a very big riddle. There are many times people learn. Okay, I learned this for a number of years in yeshiva. And comes a wind and blows them away. A krasa, very, very, very sharp lush. Uproots the tree. Why? The tree comes up, no roots. Nothing to anchor him down when a wind blows. Masha Ekein, you have a tree that has strong roots. Kol ruach sheba'olam le'mitzvahs kaveh. Any wind can't blow it away. And what? And the mitzvahs are called roots. Why are the mitzvahs called roots? Because the roots deal with the ground, with the earth, with the offer. What do we say in Rosh Hashanah? Offer Adam Yisaydeh offer v'sayfel offer. What's the pirush? The pirush of the Rebbe is very simple. It's like You know, when you paint a wall and you want to put on some fancy paint, it doesn't stick to the cement. First, you have to put on what's called, I think, like a primer. And then you put on... The aura of Torah is purely spiritual. It doesn't stick to us. A person's body, a pizza, sushi eater, you take Torah from Shemayim, right? Kodesh Kadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch himself. It's like snow on a hot pavement. It doesn't stick. For that, you have to have Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvayisav. First of all, you have to sanctify the goof. You have to lift the goof a little bit out of the mud. That's roots. We say in davening, Kachenu b'mitzvayisav. And then, you have to have a primer. It doesn't stick. The R has nothing to grab onto. The goof is so in the mud, in Gashmius, that you can't pick Torah on it. Torah is R. You have to have roots. If you have roots, and you anchored yourself down in the mud, and you lifted up your goof, and you sanctified yourself, and you was kachet mitzvah, then you can have branches. You know, the branches deal with the air, hakira, as far as lumdis, they deal with air balls. But you have to have roots. So we have a Murdika answer to a riddle. A guy learns in yeshiva 5 years, goes to work, boom, like a tornado, nothing left. What the last tornado was called, Florence, whatever her name was. Disappeared. What happened to the guy? Learned, had branches, had no roots. He didn't get up for Kriya Shema on time. It wasn't Nakdig and Mitzvahs. Not Shri Zainayim. Not in Halacha. Not in Davening. Not in Shabbos. Not in Brachas. Yeah, he's Jewish. Yeah. But there's no roots. So, Kozman, there's no wind blowing. See how this nice tree? Right? Yeah, big branches. When a wind comes, no roots because he didn't root it down in the guf. The Ruchnias is not rooted in the body. There's no roots. Gvor Ruach comes and blows it away. I once saw a picture in the paper, and in Yatei Neman, a picture of a Muritika picture. I'll never forget it. It was a picture from someplace in China, some apartment complex, which was a mudslide. It fell over. There must have been 500 apartments there. I couldn't count in the picture. And when it fell over, there was no foundation. It was the Chinese who built it. They brought Chinese workers to build here also now. So. They built it on the ground. So, of course, when there's no wind and there's no mudslide, it stays. The building in its entirety fell backwards. Completely. Like that. They probably pulled it up and the guy was making his wonton soup over there. He horizontally came vertical again. Nothing happened. That's what happens. That's the answer, by the way, to the big riddle. Why people get blown away. Guy learns, he has trees, he has branches, he said forest, he said chaburus. Came a wind, he disappeared because he has no roots. He doesn't have mitzvahs. So the mitzvah is not so glorious, by the way. By the way, nobody sees the roots. You know that? Everyone sees the branches. Guy says a good shtickle teirah, the shever brachas. He says a good chabura. The branches everybody sees. They're in the wind. They wave back and forth at everybody. And they go this way, they're that way, and they're nice. They give off leaves. The roots are busy with the earthworms, by the way, with the mud, with the blotter. But if you don't have any roots, there's no tree, there's no branches. The nafkamina is when the wind comes, it blows it away. Chazal said, but if you have more maisim than teirah, so then your goof is sanctified. You have a kachenu mitzvah secha. You're rooted down. The roots dug into the ground. They affected the earth. So then the Torah has what to be chalon. In a historical point of view, it's very interesting. My mother was a Litvak. My father was Hungarian. I know both worlds. It's very interesting historically that the Hungarian Yidden, most of them, not all of them, because those reformed there also, but most of them, they weren't such big lamdanim. It was maisav merubah mechachmas. They had more mitzvahs than Torah, for sure. They didn't know fort stodim in Migu. Okay, that's for a beginner. We have already 6 or 7 or 8. Yoshiva probably has 10 already. He's already more of an advanced. You learned the Pesek. But the Hungarian Jews didn't know the Tut stodim in Migu. They didn't know fort stodim in Migu. But they had more maisim ruim and chachmosa. They had roots. And when the wind came, they held fast. The Litvish Yidden were more makbid on learning than on mitzvahs. That's the truth, historical truth. And when the wind of Haskalah and Reform and Zionism came, they got blown away. You could barely find the Formidian litter before the war. There's nothing left. So Chazal described to us the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah, between Maisim and Yira. Mitzvahs deal with the guf, with the body, with the kachen of mitzvah secho, and Torah is Or. Torah is already a separate zach, which is Chal on the guf. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah Or. The Maral says in another place, so that's one nafkamina. One nafkamina is you can't have one without the other. The mitzvahs are the roots, and the Torah is the light, is the branches. There's another nafkamina. The Maral says in Saita, that when a person does a mitzvah, it protects him b'shas while he's learning. When a person learns, it protects you even when you close the Gemara. Gemara's lashon is that a mitzvah is megan on a person b'idne, only when he's learning, when he's not doing a mitzvah. And Torah protects a person even b'idne and shalei b'idne, both, even when he closes the Gemara. So here's another question that I want to ask. But we see many people, when they close the Gemara, they're not protected from the Yetzer Hara. So Gemara, the Gemara says you're protected. Sai b'idne, sai shalei b'idne, no. So the Maral says another big yisoid. The Maral says, why taka does a mitzvah only protect the person b'shas that he's doing the mitzvah? Why is it that way? He says, Amari Diki aside. He says, mitzvahs operate on the guf, like the roots. The guf by nature, anything associated with the guf, anything associated with the body, anything associated with Gashmi is limited by time, is governed by time. Everything in the physical world gets tired, gets stale, and dies. Everything in the physical world. Because it's under the shlita of zman. So a mitzvah, says the Maral, which operates on the body, fades. It can't last forever. It can't last forever. It's under the shlita of time. Because it's physical. But Torah, which is our, Torah is pure spirituality. Torah is pure HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah is above time. So now comes the riddle even stronger. So then why is it taka that when a guy closes the Gemara, he's not protected? And Torah is above time. Says the Maral in Sefer Teferes, one more try. To be zeicha to this school of Torah that is above time, you have to learn above time also. He says the Mori de Gazach. If a guy learns only when it's convenient for him, let's say a guy learns when it's convenient, only when it's convenient, right chavusa, right sugya, right rebbe, right yeshiva, you're ready mesuda for the next three Shabbos and we're eating Friday night, no sinus, no bronchitis infection, nothing, everything. Your parents were in town, they're coming back in 2 weeks, you're mesuda. You had a big mega coffee that morning, then you're ready to learn. Says the Maral, when a person learns governed by time, when it's convenient, so then the pshat is, that's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah de katayra. That's a Torah of mitzvah, that's a physical Torah. But that's a Torah that's governed by the rule of time, that only protects you when you're learning. That's a mitzvah, it's like shaking a lulav. In order to be zeicha to this gula that Torah is above time because it's aphysical, it's only if a person steps out of the box and learns in a way that's above time. It doesn't mean you have to learn 25 hours a day, but it means you stepped out of your comfort zone and you learned at a time when it wasn't convenient for you. It could be 15 minutes, it could be half an hour, it could be an hour. You broke through the physical limitations. If you broke through the physical limitations and you learned in an oifen, I'm quoting a Maral, word for word, in an oifen that's above time, so then you're zeicha to the school. The Torah is above time. The Torah protects the person wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, wherever he is, it's above time and it's above place. I'll bring you right to that in a second. But in order to be zeicha to that thing of Torah, that's because Torah is not physical, because it's not under the shlita of time. But if you learn only under the shlita of time, on a calendar, on a schedule, and only then you're not going to be zeicha to that zgula that Torah is above time. That's the answer to the riddle. So if a person wants to be zeicha to this thing that when he leaves the Gemara and he leaves the Beis Medrash, he's protected, quote unquote, he could be. Torah is not physical. Torah is not the root. Torah is the branches. But you have to learn in a way that's not boxed in only under the shlita of time, only under the schedule, when it fits into my schedule. A person who learns only when it fits into his schedule, such a person doesn't have the protection. And we have a mocker to it from Kriya Shema. Shiftecha, belachtecha, b'shachpecha. There are many mitzvahs which are t'midiyos. Yerushamayim is all the time. Belachtecha, b'shachpecha, v'kumecha. Avas Hashem is all the time. Dveikus Hashem is all the time. When it says that Torah is constant, what it means is that the relationship that's created by learning Torah in such a way is a constant thing, wherever you are. It's a constant relationship. It's a different type of constant than Ava. Ava, a person has to have Ava all the time, and a person has to have Yir all the time. I'll give a mashal. It's like a person who's married, Baruch Hashem, happily married. He goes away on a business trip. When he goes away on a business trip, he's not married. He doesn't have a relationship. Yeah, because there's a mitzias of a marriage, because it's above time. That's what it means that Matan Torah was like a marriage, like Chazal said. Yom Chasun also is Matan Torah. We created a relationship that's above time, bitnai, that we're committed to it. Imagine a guy gets married, he goes to you ever went to a wedding with a chassid said to the kala under the chuppah, Reyat Mekudesh Shli, except for Tuesday nights, I want to be a bachur and play ball. And he wants to play ball Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, not like a young man, like a bachur. Vice versa, it's a different thing. That's what they tell me. I'm already past that. Rosh Hashanah knows that's different? Well, what do we know? We're all people already. We can hardly move. We have to call you for that solo when we play. Is that a marriage? This guy says, I want to be married till Tuesday, till 8. From 8 to 10, I want to be a bochi. You can make a shirt. Machlekes, by the way, in the beginning of Amagarish, where you can make such a kedushin, by the way. Machlekes, Tanoim, Abai, Rava, Rababu. Whether you can make a kedushin with a shear in time. Can you make such a kedushin or not? From 8 to 10, I'm a bochi. What? What? Wait for 2 hours. You can't. Do I have to control my life? Is that a marriage? Why not? Is that a constant relationship? The aside that Torah protects a person is because Torah is above time. It's or. It's not governed by the physical rules. That's only betray that a person taka goes into such a relationship. Everybody can be zeicher with 15 minutes. That's the pshat that it says. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu was Torah. Yaakov Avinu didn't die because the aside of Torah is above time. It's also above place. It's very interesting. Just as a side note, in the Torah Kedoshah, we find that a beis medrash is called an oil. It's called a tent, exclusively, in three places. Yaakov Avinu ish tam yoshev aholim, smach zvulam b'teisacha v'yisachar v'yalecha, and adam kiyomus b'oil. Three times in the Torah, beis medrash is described by a tent, which is a temporary, a tent is an oil ara, and the pshat is the same idea. Because Torah is not governed by place, it's not governed by time, it's not governed by physical limitations. So you take your Torah wherever you go. Wherever you go. Wherever you go in life, you take your Torah with you. It's above time and it's above place. There's no fixed place for a base medrash, and there's no fixed time for learning. That's the aside that Torah protects a person be'idna and shalei be'idna. Mela, now we understand what happened over here. It's niflamoid. It came after 7 days, packed with mitzvahs. Which we still have another day of. Talan Minim and Sukkah and Korbonis. Kosh Bochel says, Kosh Al Epidaskim, this is not going to last. Because mitzvahs don't last. Stay one more day. What are we going to do on the last day? Torah. Simchas Torah is Shmini Yatzeres, because that lasts. So Shmini Yatzeres is characterized by the fact that there's no mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs taka create a time dependency. Mitzvahs fade. Mitzvahs operate on the body. So while you're shaking the lulav, we all feel uplifted. A day after, it's gone. It dries up and it frittles away. But Torah protects a person forever. And that's why Simchas Torah is on Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres Taka was created in order to hold on to that spiritual level that a person has. But you can't hold on to it mitzvahs. You can't hold on to it mitzvahs. And that's why the Kadmoinim were misakin that since the purpose of Shmini Atzeres was to... That's why there's no mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres, by the way. It's not by chance. There's no mitzvahs of Shmini Atzeres, because if there's going to be mitzvahs, it's again going to fade. There's nothing, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Kadmoinim said there's no better day for Simchas Torah than the day of just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then it's above time. And the whole purpose of Shmini Atzeres was to create continuity of Be'idna Shalei Be'idna. Perhaps that's the pshat why the ribuy of Ach Sameach is learned out of a miyut. Ach Sameach came to say you should have Simcha Shmini Atzeres. It's a ribuy, the rabbis. But it's a miyut. What's the miyut? There's only simcha. That's what the Goyin said. So it's a very like a funny way of teaching us a chiyuv of simcha. You're teaching me simcha in a way of only simcha. But if you what we're saying, that's the pshat. The pshat is it's coming to cut down, and really it's coming to add. L'mayit means there's only simcha, there's no other mitzvahs. But since there's no other mitzvahs, so there's only simcha, it's only the simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what allows it to last. So the miyut, that there is nothing else on Shmini Atzeres, is what allows us to be marba the simcha Shmini Atzeres, which is the simcha of Torah, which just allows us to continue. Shteta, a tremendous thing that simchas Torah is a tafkid. Simchas Torah is a tafkid. Simchas Torah, if it's used properly and not wasted by all types of wasting, simchas Torah has a. I didn't even mean a pun, but I see that I was mechavin to something. I'm not sure what, by the way. That's how old I am. What?
Getting wasted.
What does that mean?
Drunk.
That means that you're drunk? It's not me, Shmei HaShemayim. I didn't even mean that. But the shteta that the Simchas Torah of Shmini Atzeres gives a person the opportunity to keep himself going the whole winter. Because the pnimius of Shmini Atzeres is kosher l'pidaskim. Let's stick around. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine that somebody would tell you that the dveikus that you had the whole sukkahs. Everyone has vikas at some point in the sukkahs. Now, knew it. The sukkah. The person gets into it. The person feels the closer to Kosh Brochu. Imagine somebody will tell you you can keep it the whole winter, especially this winter. Somebody will tell you, we can keep it the whole winter. Kosher Lai Pridaskam. I don't want to leave. So we're going to do a goodbye present that you won't be caught leaving. That's when it says. It's Be'idna and Shalibi. It's above time. And if we use out the time now, Fahana. Also, there's a lot of time you can waste now till Simchas Torah. You're Bachur, most of you, even Yugalite, don't work that hard these days. And go learn another half an hour or another hour that you wouldn't have learned otherwise. That's Kleina, the Kosher Leipridasim, that's Kleina, the Ach, Lemayit, the Rabbis, the Simcha, to be Kleina, this school of Torah, which is Be'idna and Shalei Be'idna. And a person could be Zeicha for the whole winter. Of course, Bachur won't leave. And the high that we have out of Sukkot could stay with us.